President Trump delivers his State of the Union address tonight. He's already commented on Iowa on Twitter, saying the Democrat caucus is an unmitigated disaster. Nothing works, just like they ran the country. Tomorrow, his own two-week impeachment trial is expected to draw to a close, with senators deciding whether to remove him from office for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. What a moment in time. What a moment for Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. He joins us regularly to look at these moments through the prism of history. Hi, Julian.
Thanks for having me.
And we always think, this has never happened before. This is crazy, no matter what it is. Can you think of a time with a State of the Union and an impeachment trial?
Absolutely. President Clinton was in office, and in 1999, he was also facing impeachment. His lawyers were preparing to make their case to the Senate, and he had to deliver the State of the Union address, and he did. Yeah. And he made one that didn't focus on impeachment. It focused on the economy. Many Republicans shook their heads while he was speaking. Some Republicans boycotted the State of the Union, but he went through with it. And overall, it was considered pretty successful.
Well, and also we've been hearing about it, of course, over the course of the day. And, you know, he was greeted warmly. There, you know, wasn't the venom maybe in the room that you might expect during the impeachment, maybe some head shaking. What's your anticipation of tonight? This is a president who, I mean, we hear his aides are begging him, please don't talk about this. The impeachment, what do you expect might happen?
Yeah, well, since until now, he hasn't really done what Bill Clinton did, meaning Clinton focused on governing while Congress was impeaching. Trump's position is more to go after the investigators. And now this comes at the end of the process. So he's all but acquitted. And in his mind, he will want to boast and he will want to almost clap back at Speaker Pelosi, remembering the famous clap from last year's State of the Union. So I expect a lot of it will be somewhat robotic, and he'll talk about the economy and he'll talk about how great the country is doing. But it's hard to imagine he won't get at least one quip in that he's still standing after this is all over.
Well, and his backers might say, and good for him. You know, Clinton had high approval ratings all during his impeachment. Trump does not. I don't think he's had one day where he's had a high approval rating. But he has something else. He has a ferociously fierce, devoted base. What do you say to them who say, he should. He's being acquitted. This is twice that an investigation has not come to the conclusion that his detractors hope it would.
Well, as a historian, you could say, well, a president wants to look beyond that and he wants to use a moment like this to try to unify, or he wants to show as another election approaches that he can be a big consensus builder and get beyond the turmoil. But the political analyst says that's not what he's going to do because, A, he has the kind of base that didn't really exist back in 1999, even for an already polarized Republican Party, and he has an entire media, conservative media apparatus on which to broadcast a tougher message. So that's, I think, why there are incentives for him not simply to be optimistic and bipartisan, but also to add a little bite to this speech.
Yeah. And by the way, yes, we know of another time when there's a State of the Union and an impeachment trial. But how about another time when there's a caucus, an important caucus that has a technical fail in the middle of an impeachment trial? I mean, talk about that moment in history.
Yeah, you can't make it up. There's obviously been Iowa caucuses that aren't resolved right away. In 2012, the Republican caucus took some time. And last, in 2016, there was fighting over the results of the Democratic caucus. But this, with an app that's not working, and it's unclear even what's going on in the calculations, in the middle of everything else is quite remarkable. And it's obviously causing a lot of consternation for some Democrats who were hoping this was the beginning of the next chapter rather than kind of getting more into the mud of the current moment.
But again, as an historian, there's a good chance we'll be looking back and saying, what happened in Iowa? I mean, it might not matter.
It might not matter. Not looking back, it might not matter within a week. Yeah. And I think Democrats have to stay a little steady. Once New Hampshire happens, that will be the story.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.